This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you take a step back and look around at all of the economic agita, both here and globally, right? Inflation, supply chain, the markets, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the American labor market does seem to be the bright spot. We've gotten back, as we talked about a minute ago, almost all of the 20 or maybe 22 million jobs we lost at the beginning of the pandemic. Unemployment's the lowest it's been since Richard Nixon was in the White House. But the good news part of the job story, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now, depends very much on what kind of work you do and how much you get paid to do it.
There's a growing jobs recovery gap between private employers that have the ability to raise wages fast in response to the tight labor market and government employers that mostly don't. Julia Pollack is chief economist at ZipRecruiter.
The private sector has recovered more than 90% of the jobs lost in the pandemic, the public sector only around 60%.
She says it's a lot of state and local education jobs, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and especially teachers.
Our schools particularly have failed to recover. Lots of teachers have retired, and schools are not figuring out a way to get them back yet.
One big reason, she says, is wages. They're growing twice as fast in the private sector, and wage growth has lagged especially in the more heavily unionized public sector.
Unionized workers, when they come back to the negotiating table, are going to demand large cost of living increases and more because their working environment has been so tough in recent years.
That's also holding back nursing care facilities, says Haley Brown at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
They are still over 200,000 workers short of February of 2020.
Again, the jobs are stressful and risky and don't pay much.
The pandemic was really hard on those who worked in nursing care facilities, and it's difficult for them to compete for workers in a tight labor market and raise wages as needed.
Brown says child care center employment is still down by more than 100,000, and that packs a double whammy.
We want people to have jobs in childcare, but also because the childcare industry is essential for mothers' labor force participation specifically to come back to pre-pandemic levels.
In fact, pretty much wherever you look in the economy, it's hardest to fill the lowest paid jobs. Becky Frankowitz at staffing firm Manpower Group says at $13 and $15 an hour, workers aren't sticking around.
You really don't see the quit rates start to fall until you hit about $17 an hour.
She says workers want higher pay and more flexibility to set their schedule or work remotely. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.